Have you ever been afraid to tackle your debt because you've failed in the past? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. You may be encouraged by learning a little bit more about Thomas Jefferson. He was the master architect of the Declaration of Independence, third president of the United States, and a man with a lifelong debt problem. Jefferson believed excessive debt was immoral. He said passing a national debt onto your children constituted taxation without representation, as the next generation had no voice in the choices of their spendthrift elders. I place economy among the first and most important of virtues, and public debt as the greatest of dangers to be feared, he wrote. Still, Jefferson struggled against personal debt his entire life. As a farmer, he often lived on credit until the crops came in, if they came in at all. He inherited debt when he married his wife Martha in land that was worth less than the mortgage. But in 1818, Jefferson made the mistake of co-signing a loan for a dear friend who put up his land as collateral. But when the friend died, the land was worth little, and Jefferson was stuck with the note. Struggling under a mountain of debt, he worked until his death to save his beloved Monticello from the auction block, a sale that took place only after he passed away, because the nation rallied to raise money for the ex-president when they learned of his troubles. As president, Jefferson cut the national debt. In his personal finances, he struggled. But he found friends all the way to the end to help him in his trials. Now, you may be struggling against debt, but let me remind you that freedom is worth the fight. To learn more about God's thoughts on money, check out Crown's Money Life Personal Finance Course. And for a free audio download on recovering from financial captivity, go to mymoneylife.org.